The Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Blessed Mother is here in a brilliant white, and her heart is exposed. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear little children, tonight I come to you in and through pure love. Trustingly remember that holy love and truth are one. Those that live outside of truth are not worthy of your obedience. Do not therefore be discouraged. Come to me here at heaven's site of predilection, and allow me to tenderly and compassionately tend to your needs. My Son, whose heart is all mercy, all love, never condones the misuse of authority. He sees the motives which lie hidden away in hearts. Jesus would never discourage prayer or the pursuit of personal holiness through the chambers of our united hearts. During these times, you must base your choices on my words to you here tonight. I clothe my words in truth. During these perilous times, much consideration is given to a new world order. But, my dear children, this is an agenda of evil. It is a platform for the entrance of the Antichrist. I come to you with heaven's plan for order through universal holy love. Until every heart chooses holy love, you will not have order and you will not have peace. This is why my efforts amongst you here are ecumenical. I come not just for a few, but for all. All hearts must choose to love God above all else and neighbor as self. It is holy love in hearts that will give the world a new sense of order, a new direction in harmony with the will of God and true peace. Today, in these times, man places his greatest concern on the opinions of those in the world around him rather than the opinion of God. This has brought the sins of calumny, detraction, and lies to the forefront, and sows confusion in hearts concerning heaven's mission here. You must be children of the light, upholding only the truth. Then God will be your support and your advocate. This is how to trust, for the truth, which is holy love, is the foundation of trust. Dear children, all around you is the enemy working through jealous hearts to tear down what heaven is building up. Do not be dismayed at the instruments Satan is able to use in the world, for evil is not bound by position or rank nor title. I asked your patient endurance through every attack. I seek most of all your trust, trust in the journey into the divine will through the chambers of the united hearts, trust in my call to conversion in each present moment through the embrace of holy love. Trust in my continued call to you to come to this site and partake of the graces offered here. If my mission here were of no importance, it would not be under attack. But Satan recognizes more than most people the significance of this mission and the role it will play towards the victory of my Son's second coming. Realize that each heart opens into the heart of the world. Thus, the moment-to-moment decisions of every soul affects the entire universe. Choose your own salvation in the present moment, for this is what determines the salvation of the world. The future of the world does not depend upon weapons of mass destruction, economic solvency, consolidation of power, or any plan of man. The future of the world depends upon man's surrender to the will of God through holy love. The simple, fervent prayer of one Hail Mary by one soul may turn the tide away from disaster. Never be discouraged, then, in any prayer effort. Your Heavenly Mother always listens, always protects, always mediates graces unforeseen in each present moment for each soul. Have hope, then, and realize no evil lies hidden from my maternal glance. You are always safe in my Immaculate Heart. Once again I tell you, the more distant the heart of the world becomes from the will of God, the more insecure it becomes in terms of the threats of war, terrorism, disease, and unprecedented natural disasters. It is the hour, the moment, for the victory of holy and divine love. Do not contribute to the defeat of God's call. Be a part of the victory. As every heart opens on to the heart of the world, so every present moment opens on to eternity. Do not waste any present moment on the perplexities of what is to come, or on guilt over the past sins my Son has forgiven. In the present, always be in holy love and trust in my Son's mercy and his provision. This attitude embraces humility and love and is most pleasing to my beloved Son. In any present moment, when confusion surrounds you, return to my words to you this evening. Every reading will profit you new meaning. Dear children, how I love you. How I desire to console you and give you strength in the face of persecution. Tonight, my dear children, celebrate as so many enter paradise. These are the ones who were devoted to our two hearts in their lifetimes. My Son sends me to thank you for your beautiful and loving prayers, your procession, and your heartfelt love. Dear children, my heart is your refuge, and I never weary welcoming you into my arms. You will find peace when you live in holy love. My dear children, I am blessing you with my blessing of holy love.